Onondaga County's health commissioner says recent rankings of the community's overall health indicate our behaviors are more of a factor in determining health outcomes more than the availability and quality of care. WAER Scott Willis reports, while residents can make better choices, social and economic factors also come into play.
Commissioner Dr. Indu Gupta says the big picture is key when looking at a person's overall health.
In public health, we say everything affects health. And then also, health affects everything.
Rankings by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation show Onondaga County has among the best clinical care in the state. But Gupta says that only accounts for about 20% of a health outcome.
Health doesn't mean health care. Health means where we live, where we go to school, where we socialize, and where we work. This all have to be considered because everything around us shapes our health. From our family structures, from our neighborhoods.
As a former clinician herself, Gupta says the best care only goes so far if patients don't do their part.
Outside of that wonderful hospital system which we have, or the provider network we have, we don't have enough to change people's behavior, like having good healthy food or smoking rates. All these things are so important that contributes to the health outcome ultimately.
But what can the health department do to help change people's behaviors? There are any number of awareness campaigns, even free screenings and vaccinations. Gupta says their own surveys show most are concerned about substance and alcohol abuse and not chronic health problems.
Drugs are killing rapidly, so it's getting a lot of attention. Unfortunately, something like obesity and all, they're like a slow, you know, over decades, people get high blood pressure, they get diabetes, and things kind of stretch on. So unfortunately, that doesn't get that much of attention.
The county does have a higher opioid overdose death rate than the rest of the state. As co-chair of a drug task force, Gupta hopes she and other stakeholders can arrive at a solution. In general, she says her job is to identify the more pervasive health problems, provide a vision, and engage the community.
Every community is unique, right? Every individual is unique. So if we get those engaged community is going to produce results because they are going to provide you solution. And then it brings the funding and all those kind of things. So changing the culture, changing the narrative, changing the social norm there makes it much easier.
Scott Willis, WAER News.